carry it with me like my daddy did. But I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like a whippoorwill and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, they're proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
Take a one step loving darling. Just one step to me, honey. Take one step to me, baby, and I'll run all the rest of the way. You know I'll run all the rest of the way.
We'll be right back. Hello, you are listening to WMFO. This is Cool Like the Head. I'm one of your hosts, Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Carbot.
This is an off-script episode. We're out of our natural environment. Got pushed off in the side studio tonight.
Off the books tonight.
Yeah.
No
scribes in the building.
No recording.
Yeah. But we back after a little hiatus.
We're in this little weird studio right now. So people are filming in the main studio.
Yeah, I'm really not into it. No heads up.
I don't know if they can hear us right
no
now.
No heads up. Yeah, I don't even see anybody in there.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Anyway, this is our Thanksgiving show. Happy Thanksgiving, Bobby.
Eat up.
I've been eating leftovers for a while now. They're starting to go rotten. I think it's going to my head. Cranberry sauce is getting a little tangy.
Oh, I love the cranberry sauce. Right out of the can. I actually have a can of that at home I haven't eaten yet. But my can openers are being horrible. They're not being good to me.
I got maggots in mine.
In
got
your...
a pocket full of cheese, man. I got rats.
I see your rat traps.
I got a few. I won that war a while back. It was bad.
Genocide.
Yeah, took them out.
Yeah, we got Luke in the studio. He's a regular guest on Cool Like the Head.
Yeah, he's chilling.
He's chilling. He's laying on the floor.
Seems like he's hot. He's breathing.
He's always breathing like. He's always breathing like that.
Yeah, how was your Thanksgiving, man?
That was interesting. It was my cousin's wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was like a little different. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, so yeah.
I like that.
I didn't appreciate the change up so much. The wedding was fun, but the actual Thanksgiving dinner was at this buffet, and you know, you got the turkey under the heat lamp and it's just drying out, and
yeah,
it's not
the same, you
know. Not traditional.
Uncle Pete ain't cutting up the turkey, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
But
yeah, I don't have an Uncle Pete, though, so I don't want
to. I got an Uncle Pete. Kind of said some... I had a weird Thanksgiving. Some people in my family got a little too drunk out of hand, said some things they shouldn't have said. Can't take them back.
What kind of things?
I mean, it's personal, but, like... kind of got in a fight with my Uncle Pete a little bit.
Over the turkey? Or?
Nah, just for a second. And then, I don't know. No, it happens, you know. It's just like, you know, like, so, you know, things like with family holidays, you get like I love seeing my family. Don't get me wrong, you know. Like, but you know, I mean, there are just some times, you know, Thanksgiving can get a little exhausting, you know. Like, yeah, I feel like I'm having a lot of. You know, the same conversation, you know, like...
Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of small talk. Yeah. I would prefer a Thanksgiving where I just had the feast in front of me and I was by myself.
Yeah, just like everyone at the dinner is just eating silently.
Like,
just maybe a head nod once in a while.
Yeah. Just yeah, compliment
just pointing
the
to the things you want, like, yeah, that. Yeah, I don't know. And then at the end, you know... Someone always stays a little too long, you know. They're just like, all right, time to go. Like, at Christmas, especially, someone, like an extended family member that's like not really part of the family, you know, just like a guest, you know. Just like, all right, okay, move along.
My dad always feels the need to say grace at Thanksgiving. He doesn't say it any other dinner of the year. I don't understand. He had Catholicism beaten into his brain from childhood.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We said grace at my table too.
Who did it?
Like the only religious guy in our family.
That's kind of imposing, don't you think?
Yeah, it was a little.
Is he blood relative?
No, he's my grandmother's boyfriend,
ooh.
Jack.
Jackie boy. Jack Flash.
I commandeered our dinner table for the moment. It's okay. I'm into grace. You know, you don't have to be religious to do grace. You know, like, you know, say a little grace. Amen. Commence.
Oh, man. All right.
Ah.
Who are we listening to right now?
Listening to Javon.
Oh, Javon. I like Javon. Good.
Before we go, you know, like, if you're ever trying to get rid of people at a family event that are staying too long, you go into the bathroom, you just puke everywhere, all over the toilet and the sink, and you just let it sit, and then you just keep eating the turkey, and be like, oh, this is making me feel real weird. They'll filter out.
On a similar vein, I was actually browsing today a product called Pump-A-Dump. And Pump-A-Dump is a military-grade odorant spray. It smells like human excrement. And a couple sprays of that.
That's deadly.
A couple sprays of that in a small, unventilated room. People are going to evacuate. People are going to evacuate really quick.
Pump-A-Dump.
Yeah.
That's good. That's catchy.
Yeah.
It's like very niche.
It's like it's spy gear, you know?
Yeah. Spy kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spy kid gadget.
Pump-A-Dump.
What would happen if you get that in your eyes or in your mouth?
It's non-toxic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, maybe that could be like a pepper spray alternative, like someone's mugging you.
Well, yeah, the smell is pretty bad. Exactly. All right.
Anyway, we got you were just listening to Javon. We got the Homeless Wanderer coming up. Something chill. Cool.
Thank you. You ain't never been blue. No, no, no. You ain't never been blue till you've had that mood indigo. That feeling goes stealing down to my shoes while I just sit here and sigh. Go long blues. I always get that mood indigo since my baby said goodbye. And in the evening when the lights are low, I'm so lonely I could cry. For there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a poor fool that's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die.
Hello, hello, you are still listening to Cool Like the Head on WMFO. I'm Bobby Familia.
And I'm John McCarver. You're just listening to Ari Lennox, Night Drive, local DC musician down where the brother man lives. Yeah, she's good. She's coming around Boston soon. She goes here. Anyway, what's been going on with you, man? How you doing?
Yeah.
We got Louise Bonfa on the guitar behind us right now.
I like that album cover. He's really
very peering. Serious, man.
Yeah, he's really peering at you. He's got a good mustache.
He's got a guitar in his hand. Woman in the background, kind of
blinking.
She's blinking. She's kind of in a weird. She's out of focus, but
he must not have had much money for the for the photo shoot.
I like this is 1959. You know, jazz is hot right now.
Jazz is real hot. 1959. I've said it before on radio. I will say it again. 1959 was the best.
The 1993 year of hip hop.
It's the best year of jazz.
1959 of jazz. This dude's looking over his shoulder like. I kind of feel like he's got the look on his. It's Louise Bonfa like looking over his shoulder with a guitar in his hands. Mm. Looks like he's about to say, "What the fuck are you doing here? Get out."
I mean, he looks like he's got a gun on him too. You know that. He's threatening.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like he'd rip off one of the guitar strings and slit your throat. Drink your blood.
He's not a vampire, Jonathan. He's a jazz musician. Big difference.
You wouldn't be doing it for like his own fulfillment. He would be doing it from hate. There's a difference.
You know, there are many theorists who say that anger and hostility are the roots of all psychopathology. The early experiences that you have in childhood, and if you don't get enough of the good breast and you get too much of the bad breast, then you're gonna not
get the bad. That's a good band name. Bad breast.
Yeah.
Raised on the bad breast.
You need to be integrated.
Now I'm using toothpaste that's Crest. Yeah.
That's not a good line.
Yeah.
Hey, that was
fresh. What's up, Luke? Luke heard something.
Yeah, he's got a dopey smile. Is this more Bonfa?
Yeah, Sambolero.
Where's he from?
I think he's maybe Italian. I don't know.
Yeah. Louise.
Louise Bonfa. I don't know. Maybe Portuguese or something.
Portuguese.
A lot of Zhao's and Louise's and
Portuguese. Zhao.
Zhao. Yeah, me chamo Zhao. I feel like I'm being very insulting to Portuguese people right now.
Zhao.
Me chamo.
Zhao.
Is that how you say that in Portuguese? Me chamo.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Hey.
I like his vocals on this. I want to be
round tone.
Be able to do that someday. I don't feel like I don't got the voice for that.
Nah. You need to take some opera training.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. All right. We're gonna leave you with "The Beat Goes On" by Buddy Rich and his daughter, 12 years old.
She's going to get up and sing "The Beat Goes On." And this is her first time in front of an audience. Number one, she's 12 and a half years old, and she's drunk. Now, immediately, that makes it kind of tough. This is our daughter, Kathy, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, come on, come on. Yay! You all right? You gonna do it? Beautiful.
drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has been that stage, uh-huh. The mini skirts, the current thing, uh-huh. Teeny bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
Girls with that light complexion look.
Oh, man. You're a moron.
I can't help it.
What, being a moron?
Yeah, that too.
You're the first one out there with a dashiki talking that crap.
I'm a victim.
Good hair. Nigga, you so brainwashed.
I'm a victim,
your
brother.
Problem. You're a victim.
Hey, I'm a victim of 400 years of conditioning.
Shut up.
The man has programmed my conditioning. Even my conditioning has been conditioned.
Still listening to Cool Like the Head, WMFO Medford.
We got Brown Skin Lady in the background, Black Star.
Most definitely Talib Kweli.
Yeah. Anyway, me and Bobby were just talking about, I got a new development. I got a
technological breakthrough.
Something happened to me. Yeah, we're. I got a Amazon Alexa Echo Dot in my house now. My roommate's got it. It's kind of nice. It's like having your own personal slave in the house.
Yeah, but why is it named Alexa? That's a stripper name.
I don't think so. That's a good name. It's just like, you can just be like, Alexa. You have to say Alexa before everything to like engage it. But it's always listening. That's kind of a freaky thing. It's always always got an ear open.
Yeah, you just
don't know what it's listening to.
You're mentioning products just in conversation and it's picking it up next thing you know. It's like...
Yeah.
Jonathan, you need more Lagunitas.
Yeah, you can buy things with it too. You can, like,
of course you can buy things with it. That's the whole point.
But I like it. You can just be like, hey, you can talk to it. It's got enough of a brain where you can have a decent conversation. You can get to tell
Jonathan
you a story.
Is lonely. Jonathan, that is the most deprived thing I've ever heard.
Sometimes I just say, get up in the middle of the night when no one else is awake, and I pour my heart and soul to Alexa.
Yeah, and Alexa's recording that.
Hey,
man.
Alexa, you want to sip my coffee? I love you, baby.
Alexa's gonna blackmail you, man. Alexa's gonna blackmail you.
Alexa's got me by the balls.
I would never put that in my house.
It's nice. It's like it's very satisfying, you know. Someone, it just does whatever you say, you know. It's like, hey, tell you about the news now.
Can you be rude to it? What happens if you're rude to it?
It doesn't really pick up on that, you know. It's like, okay, yes.
A true slave.
I try to be respectful, though. I'm a respectful master.
Yeah, do you say, thank you, Alexa?
Yeah, thanks, Alexa. Trying to build a relationship.
Does it know
with
who
Alexa.
You? Does it know who you are by voice?
Yeah, I have an account. You know, it knows me by my Spotify playlists. You know, and my Amazon purchases.
That'll tell it a lot.
Tells you everything.
Yeah, that'll tell you everything about the person.
Everything you need to know, right there. It's like, yes. When it repeats, it's kind of weird saying the names as songs, you know, like sometimes they're like weird names, like Alexa, play Pay to Come by Bad Brains. And it repeats it, you know, it goes playing Pay to Come by Bad Brains. Alexa, volume 10.
Is that the max?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know. Yeah, we got a lot of weird things in our house. We got Nerf guns now.
Oh, that's fun. You guys have little Nerf fights.
They're not mine, but
Vince's.
Yeah, I practice on bobblehead Jesus.
Oh, that's a real sacrilegious one. That's a sin.
Brace yourself, fool.
I think bobblehead Jesus is a false idol, so
yeah, it's cool.
Praise be to God.
I got one of those too.
The golden calf, it'll get eaten up by the earth along with all the Levianites.
Goddamn Levianites. If only they knew.
I'm not sure if that's accurate. I just threw out one of the tribe names.
Yeah. It wasn't Philistines.
Philistines. No, the Philistines are they're Palestinians.
Yeah.
I'll play something not off this album.
Past the 40 because my mother's not looking. I'll leave you with this one.
Nigga, come on. Check this out. Listen, all this shit y'all talking ain't got no frills. We'll pass the 40 around and we'll see who got some skills. I mean, if you got them, you got them. And if you don't, you're over. So, Mr. Long, listen, I give this crew to you. But first, I'm gonna pour some out for my man Pee Wee. And do what you gotta do, alright, Black?
That's right. Two. I'm the sugar dick daddy. Fuck what you think. Pass the 40 right by me, cause you know I don't drink. I remain sober when I drop a hit, but I put gum in my ass cause I like to pop shit. When it comes to pulling gums, I might do it, but put your guard up, Black, and I'ma run right through it. Don't sleep on the sauce, thinking I'm easy to beat, cause I'll be up in that ass like a bike seat. And when it comes to boning, I'm Mr. Erection. See, hoes come by the crib for a free hysterectomy. I've got a dick that I brag about. I put it in fast and I drag it out. Girls, I'll be the special friend. See, cause your man suffers from pseudo penis envy. I do damage. Oh,
home. The sugar dick is guaranteed to make you come. Now I pass the 40 cause you heard from me. So go get a forklift, CLE.
Well, I'm too young for 40s and too young for blunts. The only thing I'm not too young for is the stunts. The girlies, the ladies, I love it with a...
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive, we'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Your kids are going for a bike ride, you make sure they wear a helmet. They insist on skateboarding, add knee pads and elbow pads too. Swimming in the pool, water wings, goggles, earplugs. If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them, and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with some very important news. Now there's an easy way to protect your kids three times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. My friends at the Cancer Project are just waiting to hear from you so they can send you important information on how to protect your children from the inside out. Just log on to cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Party people. Oh, it's fucking crowded in here. Woody Woodpecker says, all right, I'm going to go outside and milk the cows. Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
WMFO Medford.
Shut up, gun!
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Good.
that rolls a riot van and sparks excitement in the boys. But the policemen look annoyed. Perhaps these are ones they should avoid. Got a chase last night from men with truncheons dressed in hats. We didn't do that much wrong, still ran away though for the laugh, just for the laugh. And please just stop talking, 'cause they won't find us if you do. Oh, those silly boys in blue. Well, they won't catch me and you. Have you been drinking, son? You don't look old enough to me. I'm sorry, officer, is there a certain age you're supposed to be? 'Cause nobody told me. And up rolls the riot van, and these lads just wind the coppers up. They ask why they don't catch proper crooks. They get their address and their names took. But they couldn't care less. Kicked him in, and there was no way he could win. Just had to take it on the chin.
Anyone.
Listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums, 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because.